Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And on the Phil Hendry Show, we do want to remind you, before we introduce our next guest, that we are online at www.philhendryshow.com, and we're very proud of our website. It's streamlined, it's smoothed down, it's a beautiful thing, it's a listening post, all kinds of audio from shows going back 16 years at different radio stations across the country, different generations of the Phil Hendry Show. Additionally, I want to remind you, if you haven't already, you should visit our friends over at sweetfeatheryjesus.com, sweetfeatheryjesus.com, which is a kind of an unofficial fan forum, but they're good people, and they're psycho, and they're completely, you know, they're sort of, what can I say? They're bent perfectly. All right, so Robert Green is going to join us. Mr. Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods. Mr. Green is the CEO of a company that has some 27 stores throughout the Southwest and Southeast, the retail grocery outlets. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight about employee incentive and keeping people motivated and some of the problems you may run up against as an employer. And we want to welcome you back. Bob, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having us back. And happy Valentine's Day to you and to your family.
Thank you. Your employee incentive program, I know, has had some bumpy spots. And when we say employees, who are we talking about? How many?
In this instance, Phil, it is primarily the employees of our number four store, which is our Buena Park store, where I am also the in-store manager. And in early July, we did institute the first phase of our employee incentive. And I was directed by our board to extend break times from 15 minutes to a half an hour. I was personally not in favor of this, but I wanted to extend my support to a couple of our outgoing directors, Jack Daniels and Bill Merhelli, whose family members I knew. I had dated briefly Bill's daughter, and it didn't go particularly well, so I wanted to assure him that I am first and always loyal to our corporate charter. So we extended the break time. Later in the month, we went to our second phase of employee incentive. As the in-store manager, it is common to see a picture of the store manager in any retail grocery operation, and my photograph is in our Buena Park store. I had a series of new photographs taken of myself, Phil, that we would place in the employee areas, and by that I mean our break room, our locker area, our time clock area, our loading dock, and this is a rather revolutionary idea. The photographs were blown up to about 2.5 by 4 feet, and it was a photograph of myself looking straight ahead at the camera, and underneath the photograph we had the caption, "Don't even think about it." And let me explain that if I could. The phrase "don't even think about it," it can be taken a lot of different ways. It can mean don't think about, for instance, stealing as an employee, or it can mean don't even think about worrying about your job. Your job is secure. Don't even think about insecurity. You're secure here at Fraser Foods. In other words, it's
in the mind of the beholder, right? In the eye of the beholder?
It's in the eye of the beholder, exactly.
Now, these photographs, as they were described by me, you're not smiling.
No, I'm not smiling, but I'm not frowning either. These are photographs that we placed in our break room.
Now, are they in the restrooms as well?
We have them in the ladies' restroom, yes.
All right. These photographs had a little bit of a problem, though. Now, why do you call this employee incentive? The first thing I want to ask about these is why you would consider...
Why
you would consider these to be an incentive?
Phil, this is part of our employee incentive, which is to encourage people that are working hard and to warn people who are not working hard. Don't even think about it. Is part of phase two of employee incentive, meaning with the pictures of me strategically placed, the employee sees my picture and is reminded of the store that he works for. When he sees my picture, he realizes that there is a structure of supervisors. And when he sees the phrase, "don't even think about it," if he's a good worker, he knows "don't even think about it" means don't even think about being fired because you won't be. You're a good worker. If he's not doing his job, if he is taking long breaks, if he is basically just, biding his time, marking time, if you will, then don't even think about it means don't even think about, you know, if you think you're going to steal from me or from the store. Now, we place these throughout our break rooms, our locker areas, I mentioned. We put them in the women's toilet area because we wanted a specific message sent to a lot of our female employees. You know, you can look at any employee, employer, any study, any focus group of the time spent by employees, for instance, on break. Women take twice as long for bathroom breaks. And that is understandable. But we wanted to remind our women, you know, don't think that you're in there having a conversation or you're having a coffee break inside the bathroom. And
all right, well, the some of the women, and I know they went to the union, and I know that you're not a big fan of the union.
Well, you know, the Teamsters, first of all, I don't understand why people that are at checkout stands are Teamsters. Teamsters are truck drivers, so it seems to me that the Teamsters, by taking in checkers, I don't know, just speaking as a man, I think it makes them look a little silly, but by the same token,
Well, let me tell you what they said. The women said they're going to use the facility, and there's a huge picture of you in there looking straight ahead with the phrase, don't even think about it. They found this disquieting.
And I found that abusing. I said to the union rep, I said, are you trying to tell me that these women think that a picture is, like, I can see? It's a picture of me. I can't see.
Well, the pictures are placed in the women's bathroom. One is, I believe, on the wall. Are there others on the stall doors?
On the inside of the stall doors, yes.
All right, so while someone is sitting on the toilet, they're staring straight ahead at a picture of you with the phrase, don't even think about it.
That's correct, because it's, look, it's not unusual to have something to, a lot of restaurants put up newspapers for people to read while they're using the facility. In this instance, we want our employees, our female employees who are using the bathroom, to not waste time in there.
And all right, well, in any event, the complaint was that they found it a little disquieting, they found it a bit invasive, and you're saying you spoke to the union rep.
I spoke to the union rep, but I was very frank with them. We had a very free-ranging, long-ranging, and candid discussion, and I said, let me tell you something. If you're trying to tell me that you're the people you represent, the women, are somehow freaked out, if you'll pardon the use of the phrase, because they think I'm staring at them while they're using the toilet, you have got to be kidding. And he said, no, but it is disquieting, is the only thing he would say.
All right, Robert Green is with us. We're talking about the employee incentive program at his store, where he is the CEO. He's the store manager, also CEO of Fraser Foods. One of the incentives was to extend break times, which seems like a positive move. The other was to have photographs of yourself placed throughout the employee areas, large pictures. You say they're what, three?
They're 2.5 by 4.
2.5 by 4. It's a big picture of you. And
let me tell you what happened to the pictures. One of the pictures in the ladies' restroom.
All right, but I want to just get this clear. And the people have reacted negatively to these. They don't like them, especially the women using the bathroom where there's a picture of you. Now I want to give our phone number, Mr. Green, and then I want to hear your follow up. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. This is very unconventional to have. I am reminded, obviously, anybody who read the book Big Brother, you know what I mean?
Well, I heard people say that, like it's a big poster, Big Brother. It's got nothing to do with Big Brother. I'm not saying Big Brother's watching you. I'm the store manager. It is not uncommon to have pictures of the store manager. I blew up a picture of myself, not smiling, but staring straight ahead. With don't even think about it as an employee incentive. It's got nothing to do with me controlling their lives. So this comparison to Big Brother is kind of funny because I'm not, you know, putting a cage on someone's face with a rat inside of it. I mean, that's ridiculous. And the idea that because the pictures are in the women's washroom is somehow disquieting. And I tried to pin the union rep down, and he wouldn't get any more specific with me. I said, I want to hear from you. And I, you know, we had a very candid discussion, and I called him a couple of names, and he called me a couple of names. I mean, it was not friendly. And I said, I want to hear from you directly. Do you think that this photograph of me is looking at people? And he said, they find it disturbing. And I said, well, you want to know? And I'll tell you what I told him, Phil. I said, you know what? I find you disturbing. I find all 5'5" of you, and he's a little bit smaller than me. I said, I find all 5'5" of you disturbing. Now get lost.
Well, you know what? I mean, you know what you're doing. You know, but getting into a hassle with a union guy, man. I mean,
You know, let me tell you something, Phil. I've been in this business 25 years. Union people, I eat up. And I'm not a fan of the unions. Everyone knows that. But we do have unionized employees, and that's fine. But I don't want anybody to make this mistake that I'm some union's punk.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I want to get to Jenny here before we take our break. Jenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man.
You know, I just can't believe this. If you were to put some sort of a, like, picture of probably an ugly woman, because this guy's probably ugly too, but to have that staring in the stalls while you're in the bathroom, you know, trying to have a bowel movement.
Wait. I want to
like
be
that.
Clear. Well, are you kidding? Are you saying to me that a picture is going to keep you from having a bowel movement?
Well, it's not exactly the most comfortable thing to help get you through quicker when you're having your boss stare you down when you're trying to either, you know, to take care of your personal moment.
I can't see what they're doing. It's
that's
a picture.
No. That's not a teacher does not need to be staring at you, a picture-wise or otherwise.
Ma'am, say that they can't have sex because there's a cat looking at them.
Can we not go there, please?
Well,
sure, in a professional environment, that is violating a personal privacy. You don't put cameras and you don't put pictures of your bosses
I understand
in
cameras.
Your bathroom.
I totally understand cameras, but pictures?
Pictures of your boss in the bathroom? It's disturbing.
It's there to remind my female employees, like if you were one of them.
Why didn't you put it in the male employees then? Even though the females may take a couple seconds longer, if you were going to be unsexist or unprejudiced
about
this in any manner, same thing for the men.
For the very reason you just said, ma'am, study after study comes back the same.
No, forget the studies.
We don't forget the studies. These are the things that help us as employers.
Because if you want total efficiency, you would do it regardless.
Women take more time using the facility, and we want to make sure that they're not in there having a coffee clutch.
Sometimes women have private things they have to take care of that men don't have to. First of all, second of all, if you want a personal, if you want a total efficiency in your company, and you want it to not be as sexist about this, or just totally, I know there's a prejudice in there somewhere. You would have put it in the men's stall too, because
there because you don't. The facts don't suit you, so you have to change them.
Well, obviously, you don't like unions because you don't want fairness or equality, regardless. You would have put it in the men's bathroom.
I do want fairness. I do.
No, don't you agree?
I'm not going to penalize the male employees because they don't take as long as women. No, that is
penalized.
Fair.
So this
that
is a penalty to the females by putting a picture of you.
It's a reminder. It's a reminder to get.
That's not
to
a
get
reminder.
Moving while
you said it's a penalty.
May
you
I
are,
speak frankly?
You are being sexist and punishing.
Mr. Hendry, can I speak
female
frankly?
Employees and not male. You already spoken frankly.
What did you say?
Quite obvious.
I'm going to say. While this lady's name is what, Jenny? While Jenny is sitting there squeezing one out and wasting my time, you brought it up.
Why don't you just hire men then and not women at all if you want total efficiency?
Because our women are great workers. There are some that use the advantage of the bathroom, and I want to remind them.
You know what? I'd like to clean up the language here a little bit.
Remind them while they're sitting on the toilet.
She's the one that brought up the fact she's sitting there pinching one off, and she doesn't want to look at me.
Obviously.
Oh,
who would?
Oh, my God.
First of all, I don't know of anybody that would a bowel movement at work. How about taking care of that at home?
Okay, what about when you have your periods and you got to take care of the personal business then too? You haven't thought beyond that boundary.
When I have a period, excuse me.
No,
hello.
Women sometimes take more than a few seconds. Women.
Ma'am, I am married. I'm a married man, and I've seen my. If I may be so bold, I've seen my wife pull one of those out and slip one in, and man, it takes about 30 seconds.
But she doesn't have a picture of her boss staring at her when she
does
it.
Are you trying to tell me that it's going to slow down your ability to rip open a package of tampons because I happen to be looking at you?
The whole point is just to put your picture in there to help speed them up. You're not willing to do it for your male employees.
Ma'am, I've already given you the reasons, and you want me to penalize people because the studies show women take longer in the bathroom.
All right, look at Jenny, very good call. I appreciate your points because I don't think that you're really hearing 100% what she's saying here.
Well, if I'm not, Phil, I want you to help me with this, but I'm just simply saying that women do take longer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And I would also ask you, Wayne, to tell Mr. Green I don't need phrases like pinch one off. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green from Fraser Foods talking about a new employee incentive program he's instituted. There are large photographs of himself throughout the employee areas, the locker areas, time clock area, loading area, with the phrase, don't even think about it, underneath. Some of these photographs, which show him staring straight ahead with neither a smile nor a frown, just a blank face, are in the women's restroom. which some of the women find disturbing. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. When we come back, Mr. Green is going to tell us about somebody had carved a swastika into one of them. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods. The employee incentive program that he has put in place at his stores involves, yes, you did extend the break times for your employees from 15 minutes to a half hour. You also have photographs of yourself, large 2.5 by 4 foot photographs throughout the employee areas. You know, looking straight ahead with kind of a blank look, and you, as by your own description, sir, with the phrase "don't even think about it," which you say can be an incentive for a good employee, or an incentive for a bad employee.
Absolutely, Phil. And
well, but I want to ask you something. The complaint to the union rep had to do with the nature of these photographs, whereby no matter where one looks at the photograph, the eyes follow the person.
Phil, let me tell you, we used a terrific photographer by the name of Dan Olander out of Oakland, California. Dan uses a process that is known to animators and is known to a lot of people, whereby he uses a kind of, and I'm not a photographer, so please don't quote me on this, but he uses a type of, I guess it's a sort of a dimpled finish on the photograph, which makes the eyes appear in the photograph to follow the viewer. If you've ever been to, you know, Disney World.
I was going to say the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, an effect like that. And that's still, but you bringing that up, and I know where you're going with this, it still doesn't mean I'm not looking at anybody. It's a photograph.
Yeah, but why did you have these photos made up, especially if they're hanging in the ladies' bathroom, so that no matter where someone looks, the eyes are looking at her?
Well, I would ask you this question. Why is someone staring at that picture to the point where they see the eyes following them? See? If I go into a toilet stall to do my business, I'm not going to be moving around in the toilet stall to see where the eyes are looking at.
Well, then why would you have that? Why would you do that?
I find your questions to be assuming a guilt, Mr. Hendry, that I do not...
No, all right. Let me just say this as calmly as I can. Why would you have these photographs manufactured in such a way?
Why would one of my employees, someone using the ladies' room, take a penknife and carve a swastika into one of them? Which is exactly what happened. And you're telling, and that other lady's telling me, why am I treating the women suspiciously?
1-800-449-8686. Here is Lawrence. Lawrence, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, look, I understand the guy's points. I just see that his execution is ill-conceived, or it's just not taken across very well. What? First of all, the phrase, "don't even think about it," is far too open to interpretation
Exactly. It could mean a lot of things to a lot of people.
All the more reason that you do not have a wide group of people subject to this sort of a saying. What we have is a fine example of people who are getting paid big money to run companies and don't consider the individual policy's effect. And you hide under the guise of an incentive program.
Are you a union guy? You're a union guy, aren't you?
You know what? I am not.
Well,
I am a person who have worked for a number of companies who have run themselves into the dirt because they do not consider the people that are taking care of the major part of the work that is involved to carry on the company's responsibility.
We are unionized. We have the Teamsters. Good for them. It doesn't mean that I got to get down on my. It doesn't mean I got to sit there and wag my tail every time one of them comes around. You know.
Sir, as far as I'm concerned, the union has nothing to do with it. I understand your point. You have a job to do, and you have people to get them to do the job. What you have done is lost touch with the people that do the job. You cannot approach them in that fashion. That's why you have them coming at you that way.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got a union guy telling me, why do you have photographs where the eyes follow everybody? And I said to him, are you hearing yourself? I said, you're a representative of the union, and you're asking me why eyes move on a picture?
Yeah, but I would ask you, why did you make the pictures to have the eyes move?
That's why they're asking your face in a woman's bathroom stall. Me personally, like you said, I will take care of my business and will pay it no attention. But women are different. Women go in there and sit down and look directly into the face of someone, and that's very sensitive to them.
You just said it. Women are different. Try and tell that to the last lady I talked to who said men and women need to be treated equally.
She is fully aware that women are different, And she also mentioned that they have different things that they have to do in there. And you, sir, know that women are different, which is why you have them in the women's stall and not in the men's stall.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry and Mr. Robert Green. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Say that again.
We wanted to make it look as lifelike as possible.
Well, you were working with Mr. Olander on this, on the poster of you in the women's bathroom that hangs in the toilet stalls is some kind of a mechanical poster, right?
It's powered by a battery, Phil, and it's just to make it lifelike. There's nothing, you know, this claim that it's sexual harassment.
Well, wait a minute. This is a picture of you where the eyes go up and down, and there is a smile that comes across the face when the door to the stall closes. So what we're talking about here is a woman sitting down in the toilet looking at a picture of you with the eyes going up and down and a smile, and the cheeks redden or get flush.
That was the idea that Mr. Olander had, and I had told him I wanted something lifelike, but nothing that is going to be... I said, I don't want to be in there, and he has worked with animators. We came up with it. Very, very inexpensive to do.
All right, but do you understand what I'm saying here? A woman sits down in a bathroom with a poster staring her up and down, and...
Oh, my God, the poster can't see. It doesn't have a mind. I don't understand what...
I'm saying that it's disquieting to sit there, even if it's a picture... And what's with the smile and the reddening of the cheeks?
I wanted it to be...
No, I know what you wanted it to be lifelike, but why do the cheeks get flush when a woman takes her pants off?
Let the record show that you said that, Mr. Hendry. I did not say that.
All right, I'm gonna ask you, is it on the inside of the toilet? Sir, is it on the inside?
It's on the inside of the stall door, yes. As a reminder to get moving and let's get back to work, yes.
Why do the cheeks redden?
Why do the cheeks redden? Because it's a realistic looking...
Right. As soon as she closes the toilet door, the smile goes on, the eyes go up and down, and the cheeks redden.
I am just simply going to tell you we wanted to make it as lifelike as possible. I don't know what it is that you want me to say, but I'm certainly not going to say anything that isn't the truth.
All right, well, just for the record, when a woman goes in to use the bathroom, goes into the toilet stall, there's a poster there, a picture of you, that somehow is battery-operated, the eyes start scanning up and down the object in front of it, and the cheeks redden and a smile comes on its face.
The object can't see. What do you mean that it's scanning up and down? It can't see anything. It's a poster. It has no... There's no brain in there that says, oh, boy, check out the early morning dew. I don't know what you...
Well, I think you've talked in a very strange way, sir, for a CEO.
Mr. Henry, no comment.
Early morning dew?
No comment. God, who do you hang around with?
1-800, whatever that means, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get back to Lawrence. Lawrence, thank you for hanging on. Go ahead.
Certainly. I don't understand where your head is. You have a picture that isn't real and cannot see, but simulates the act of looking at a woman while she's in a stall. You are outrageous.
Wait a minute.
You have put yourself in a position to... be attacked in this fashion.
No. How could I be attacked when it is a reminder to get back to work?
You can be attacked because you have a woman in a bathroom stall with a poster that looks like it's looking at her. So now, of course, she's going to come to you and say, hey, when I'm in there, I feel like something is looking at me. And then you have a whole new problem.
Do you realize what we're talking about here? And this is what's wrong with the workplace. Now I got to worry about somebody worried about something that doesn't exist looking at her anyway. I mean, what are we talking about? I'm trying to get my employees motivated.
What you are talking about is something that simulates an act. No, it's not happening, but it is simulated. What we're talking about is someone like you who, again, I'll go back to my prior point, has lost touch of the workforce that's under him.
Well, I don't think so.
You mean to tell me... You came up with the idea to make the break longer. Why did you do that? For morale, right?
That wasn't my idea. That was the idea of all our outgoing board members.
Okay, that makes sense. That wasn't your idea, but the pictures were.
I voted for it, and because I knew that Bill Mahaffey was on his way, he was retiring, and he and his daughter and I had dated, and it didn't end too good, so I wanted to show that I had support for him.
Well, whatever. I don't know what that means. I don't want to know any... You know,
well, this gentleman seems to be—he's concerned for employees as far as it goes, but then he finds everything funny. So I don't know what to say to him.
All right, look.
What's funny is that you are running a company.
Can I make a point, Mr. Hendry?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But I just saw Laura Ingraham as a talk show host on television. She has cut her hair off short and dyed it dark brown. And to me, nothing speaks more clearly to my suspicion that she's a lesbian than that. And I wanted to go on the record of that because I was on her program and she treated me very unfairly.
And that has nothing to
That's
do with
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Laura Ingraham being a lesbian. But what I would say to you is this. Thank you, Lawrence, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. It's really suspicious for a guy.
Oh, here we go. Indicting a guy for what's suspicious. I'm looking at this Ingraham, and she has on earrings, but I can bet you money, and I'll bet you a really good piece of money, that underneath that nice set of earrings, beautiful lipstick, she's got on khaki shorts and sneakers.
But you know what, Mr. Green, I'm not talking about somebody else right now, okay?
No, but I want to go on the record. I was on her program. She treated me very unfairly, and she tried to... let me just say this. I feel she was coming on to me. And I think that was to make her look good, and now I realize what it was.
I'm not interested. You understand that?
I understand. You know,
I'm not interested. I am interested only in of posters hanging in the women's bathroom and elsewhere in your place of employment with the eyes that move up and down and look back and forth, with the cheeks that go red, with a smile on its face when someone goes into a bathroom stall. 1-800-449-8686. Sherry or Cherie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Cherie? I think I hear a lady, but she's really faint, so I'm going to put her on hold here and see if we can't go back to her. Here is Pablo. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Pablo, go ahead.
Phil, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that I think that this is not a union thing or a big business or small business. This is a human dignity issue. Apparently, Mr. Bob Green doesn't have a lot of that. I do not know if that's the background. If he attended the Attila the Hun, the School of Business Motivation, we're in the 21st century. I think human beings deserve more respect than the one he's giving, and I feel personally insulted by having people like this there. I wish I knew where his business was. I wish we could publish this. I'm not a union guy. I'm a professional engineer, and I'm just very insulted, Phil.
You want to respond, Mr. Green?
Well, the gentleman has said an awful lot, most of it personal in nature, but I will respond to him in a very impersonal way. I'm an employer of 16, 17 years. I started in this business at the ground floor. I'm now the CEO of a corporation that has some 27 retail outlets, and our employees do a good job as far as it goes. But as an employer, I have found over the years that employees seem to walk into the place thinking that I'm supposed to drop to my knees and thank heaven that they're there. I mean, there's plenty of people out there to work. I can't hire them. Why? They're not union. So I want to make sure that my people do the job that they can do. Now, what's wrong with me having pictures of myself that can't see anything? Staring at people. They can't see anything. All right? And number two, if I make them lifelike, it reminds the employer that, you know, there is a real man named Bob Green. And maybe his cheeks will flush.
I'm sure there are many ways to let them know that there's a guy named Bob Green and that he's interested for their future.
Right.
And he's interested for their capability.
Right.
And
what about a company picnic? What about incentives that, you know...
What do you mean a company picnic? What is that? We're supposed to sit around a campfire and sing? Is that what
I'm talking about making yourself a human being to your employees, a member of the team, as opposed to this Big Brother poster with eyeballs that go up and down, a smile comes across the face, the cheeks flush, and you have done a very good job of skirting the issue here, sir. When a woman goes into a bathroom stall and she's going to do her business and the eyes are going up and down and the cheeks flush and a smile comes across its face and you say it's just about motivating her.
Absolutely, as in hurry up and if she doesn't want that thing looking at her, she'll finish what she's doing fast and get out of there.
What if she can't? What if she needs human decency to be able to do what she needs to do?
There's nothing human.
What should she do? What should she do?
Human
should she
decency?
Stare at you? Yes, sir.
What are you talking about?
Sir.
You want me to go in there and help her? I don't know. I don't understand.
The poster is disquieting.
The poster ain't looking at her. It can't see. Look, sir, I understand and I appreciate your concern. But I believe in the carrot and the stick. I believe you give an employee a carrot.
Mr. Green, would you put one of those posters in your household in front of, if you have daughters or if you have a wife in front of them?
They're not my, why would I do that? They're not my... I would, yes, I would for my wife. Not my daughters. They're young and they're still, obviously... But for my wife, yeah. There's certain things I need from her.
And when they become employees of some other company, would you like them...
I would like one in the kitchen to get my wife to move around.
Once your daughters grow up, if they grow up to be an employee of someone else, would you like that to happen to them?
Well, I think in some instances it would be good for them. It depends.
Mr. Henry, I rest my case.
Can I ask you, just before Pablo goes, how many Hispanic employees do you have?
I don't understand the nature of the question.
Well, isn't it true that in some areas where a lot of the Hispanic employees work on the loading docks?
Yeah.
Did you put some kind of a Frito Bandito mustache on your poster?
Well, see, this guy thinks it's funny.
Oh, yeah, it is funny because it's so ridiculous that it is funny, Mr. Green. It's the 21st century.
I'm trying to have a sense of humor, and everyone's trying to indict. Yeah, I put a sombrero and a Frito Bandito mustache.
Okay, and you don't think that's racist?
What are you talking about racist? It's something they recognize. They look at me and they go, oh, yeah, that's...
All right. Look.
You know what, Mr. Green? It's ignorant. Not every Hispanic in this country comes from a Frito Bandito country.
I understand that. But the most readily recognizable aspect, you put the Frito Bandito mustache on and the bandolero. You know what I'm saying.
No, I do not know what you're saying. You're not a Native American either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, if I put a feather on my head, what do you think? Indian. If I put a sombrero on and...
I would not insult you thinking that you're an Indian or anything else.
All right, look at Pablo Fegg. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686.
How come guys can go to Redskin games and put on a war headdress, and I put on a mustache and I'm a racist?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I want to get to our calls, but Mr. Green, I got to draw your attention to something here. We're talking about employee-employer relationships. We're talking about employee incentives. Whether or not the pictures that you put up of yourself where the eyes mechanically move, the face mechanically smiles, the cheeks flush... That's one thing. You have a meat section there.
I went all through this with members of the labor board, Phil.
No, but I got to update my. You have a meat section there where there are two Asian American employees. John Christopher is one of them. Tim Lee is another. Did you have a poster of yourself, one of these mechanical posters, wearing a Fu Manchu mustache and what you called an umbrella hat?
I don't know what the correct term is, and I don't know what you're getting at.
You got two Asian American employees, and there's a picture of yourself. You got a Frito Bandito mustache where your Hispanic workers work. You got one with a Fu Manchu and one of those Asian... Apparently, according to Mr. Roland, you asked him to put a, quote, rice hat on.
That's what I... Look, I...
Did you call it a rice hat?
I said put one of those rice hats on. I didn't know what the hat's called. It's one of those hats that you're familiar with.
All right. On January 22nd, members of the labor board came into your store.
This is awfully unfair, Mr. Henry, for you to bring these things up without me being able to talk with counsel.
No, this is a matter of record. On January 22nd, the labor board came into your store. You have two Jewish women who work in your deli. There was a poster of you in the deli in the workers' area with what you called a Charlie Chaplin mustache. It's actually a Hitler mustache.
I took the poster down as soon as...
And the hair was plastered across. So in other words, where the Jewish people work, you've got a picture of yourself as Hitler. Where the Asian people work, you've got a picture of yourself as Fu Manchu. Where the Hispanics work, you got a picture of yourself there with a Frito Bandito. Where the women go to the bathroom, you've got the eyes going up and down. And you call this incentive.
Look, I'll tell you this right now. This is what I call ambush journalism, and I'll have no part of it. I told the labor board I'll take it down. Big deal. I thought...
Big deal? A picture of yourself as Hitler where two Jewish people work.
As far as I know, Mr. Henry, we're all Americans. That's what I believe. I firmly believe that to this day.
All right, we'll take a break here. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You told the labor board it was motivational to have a picture of yourself looking like Hitler working in this, hanging in the same area where Jewish workers were.
I said it was motivational, and they said it was Hitler was offensive. I said, all right, I'll change. And that's when I asked him, would it be all right if we just said it was Charlie Chaplin because of the mustache?
Charlie Chaplin didn't wear his hair plastered. 1-800, hold on, 1-800-449-8686. Cherie, I think we got you back now. Go ahead.
I think this man is on a real power trip. I think it was worthy of him to extend their break time
Thank
for
you.
30 minutes.
Thank you very much.
And, but, put a picture like
that.
Why didn't you put a picture of yourself wearing panties and a bra in the women's bathroom so that at least they'd have a laugh and raise their spirits a little bit? Because obviously you've lowered a lot of spirits. You're not going to get a lot of work or quality work out of these people when you do things in this manner.
Well, ma'am, I don't know that you're in a position to say what kind
that
of work.
Not to...
I don't know that you're in a position to say what kind of work I'm getting out of my workers. Number one, and
well,
number
it's,
two,
it's,
if you're the kind of person that wants to see a guy in panties and a bra,
very much out of
you
your
know,
workers.
It's pretty weird.
What's weird?
She wants to see a guy in bras and, in a bra and panties?
No, I want to see a picture of you in bra and panties. You get,
well, I tell you what, I'll have a few taken, but it's going
to
cost you.
A picture in a woman's bathroom stall of yourself and these pictures. What race and creed are you, sir? Why don't you allow...
Wait a minute. I asked the Asians that work in our butcher shop if they wouldn't mind putting their hair in pigtails every now and again.
Pigtails? What, like they're working on the railroad?
Oh, man, you're really judgmental.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.